As we head towards tax time, there's plenty of confusing jargon that gets thrown around, including when it comes to private health insurance. How you're covered can impact the amount of tax you pay. So to help us cut through it all is Sonia Danielewski. She's the Acting General Manager of Customer Strategy for Bupa and the person responsible for looking after the experience customers receive. Sonia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, Sonia, our taxes help to fund our public healthcare system, Medicare, but the Aussie government also provides tax incentives that are aimed at encouraging people to take out private health insurance. Firstly, why is that?
We're so lucky in Australia. Our mixed public-private health system has long been considered one of the best in the world. Rebates contribute to keeping private health insurance more affordable for many Australians. They're a recognition from the federal government that you're investing in your own healthcare while also contributing to a sustainable healthcare system in Australia by taking pressure off public hospitals and off surgical waiting lists.
So what you're saying is private health insurance isn't just about offering the customer more choice. It actually also helps to take the pressure off the public system.
We know that even a 10% drop in private health insurance participation would see increased waiting lists by about 90%. Taxpayers would need to pay for an extra 3,600 hospital beds. That's the equivalent of Australia's four largest hospitals.
Yeah, some big numbers there. So of the incentives and the disincentives the government have put in place, there are two main ones that we're going to talk about, the private health insurance rebate and the Medicare levy surcharge. Let's start with the private health insurance rebate.
Private health insurance rebate is an initiative where the Australian federal government contributes to the cost of your private health insurance if your income is $140,000 a year or less as a single person, or $280,000 a year or less as a family. It can be up to a third of your premium, depending on your income, your age, your relationship status, and your family situation. You can choose to claim the rebate either in your annual tax return as a lump sum or as an automatic reduction to your health insurance premiums.
And the other one, of course, is the Medicare levy surcharge. Take us through that one.
The Medicare levy surcharge is set by the federal government. If you don't have private health insurance and you earn above a certain income, it could be costing you extra in tax. And look, if you earn less than $90,000, you might not have to pay the surcharge at all. But it's important to note that having private health insurance isn't just about avoiding taxes. It's also about avoiding hospital surgery waiting lists and minimising out-of-pocket costs for things like dental, physio and optical and other health providers.
For those that are listening and tossing up whether or not getting private health insurance makes sense for them when it comes to tax time, does it make a difference what level of private health insurance we get?
To be eligible for the rebates, you just need to have private hospital cover. But if a customer is thinking about taking out health insurance, what's really important is that they have the right cover for themselves and for their family. You can also undertake a cover review to make sure that you're getting the appropriate level of cover for your budget, for your stage of life, and for your healthcare needs.
Now, speaking of things like costs and money, Bupa have just announced that they're returning $150 million to their customers through cashback payments.
That's correct. We know that every dollar makes a difference to household budgets at the moment, and our second round of cashbacks will take Bupa's COVID-19 customer support package to $618 million. It's just another way we're doing our bit to keep private health insurance affordable for all Australians.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Sonia. Getting your head around private hospital cover and how it can impact you come tax time can be tricky, but you've given us a really clear snapshot. And if any listeners do want to find out more about what it means for them and the different options, just go to bupa.com.au.